Shame on me for naming names, but I will, and I'm missing so many that I look forward to reading in the newspaper, and yeah, I'm prehistoric. I still use newspapers rather than online, but online's a great way to do it, too. It goes back to Mitch Albom's columns, Ingrid Jacques, now lately new guy, Brendan McClary, and the boss, Nolan Finley, Detroit News editorial page editor and columnist, always capture the moment. And I must say, Nolan, you did it again in writing about this tragic shooting in Oxford, and you captured it. I wish I could just read the column on the air right now, but we'll touch on pieces of it. Good morning to you, my friend.
Thank you, Paul. Good to be with you.
The nightmare has finally come to Michigan. It goes from there, and it's so true. And you point out that three children, when you wrote it, now four children, who started the school day Tuesday the same way all of our children and grandchildren did, beginning to laugh with friends, rushing to beat the class bell, tending to their lessons, didn't live to return home to their families. And the bottom line that you have to come right out and say and do, our children are not safe when we send them to school.
No, they're not. And, you know, I think we got lulled a little bit during the pandemic when so many of them were home at school. You know, we had other things to worry about, just getting them in front of teachers and keeping their learning up. And, you know, we sort of forgot about this idea that there's always danger lurking.
Well, and it continues today with a whole bunch of schools closed because of copycat losers on social media. Go to WJR.com. The list keeps growing, WJR.com, to find the list. But I don't know what we do about that. How can anyone think that that's funny? Or I'm at a loss, Nolan.
Well, and that's the awful ripple effect of it. And you don't know. Nowadays, what's the school going to do? How do you know what's rule, what's real and what's not? And there's so many troubled children out there that you have no clue where it's going to happen next.
I got to tell you something. I don't always agree with what she says or does by any stretch, and hopefully she's joining us tomorrow morning. But I do have to give credit to the governor because when Governor Gretchen Whitmer was thrown an obvious question to try to get her to go up against guns and go into the same old gun control, and it's guns that are doing this, not the people. She did not do that, and I give her credit for that. She did not jump onto that bandwagon that lesser politicians have already jumped on and will continue to jump on.
Well, give her time, Paul, but, you know, this is going to be, as I say in this column, we know where this is headed. We're going to say we got to do something, and then we're going to fight about all the things we might do and can't do and shouldn't do, we're not going to come up with a solution, because I'm not sure a solution really exists, Paul. But we write in today's editorial, one thing we might want to do, and I would urge everyone to do, is make sure your guns are locked up. This kid used his parents' gun, obviously had access to it, shouldn't have had access to it. I mean, he clearly was someone who's had troubles. But even if your children aren't sort of going through issues and mental problems, keep your guns locked up. I've got several guns. And they're all locked up in a safe. And, you know, somebody broke in the house, I'd have to say, excuse me, I got to find the combination, open the darn thing, and I'll be back upstairs to shoot you in a minute. But, you know, our guns should be locked up. And one thing we could do if we're looking for a bipartisan solution and one that doesn't infringe on the Second Amendment, let's pass a safe storage law where if you have a gun and you have a child in the house, that gun needs a trigger lock, or it needs to be in a safe or a locked cabinet, and not just sitting around where kids can play with them, kids can take them to school. We had We had over 300 children accidentally shot last year in gun accidents. They shouldn't have had their hands on those.
We even heard the story from Sheriff Michael Bouchard about a six-year-old taking a gun to school that they heard about. Someone saw something, said something, and did something. And the sheriff deputy swooped in and got that six-year-old who was on the way to school with a gun.
Yeah, here's what we can do. Lock up your gun, Paul, and keep these kids from having access to this 15-year-old. It was illegal already for him to have a gun and to take it to school. No law is going to change what happened here.
We got to run. Run, Nolan. I just say go online and read Nolan Finley's column from the other day. Thanks, Nolan. I got to go. Regards, Paul W. Smith.